Masech Shabbos Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Beis until Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is continuing to discuss the two malachas of kosher and mater, of tying and untying. And we learned in the previous Mishnah, the one is only chayev for tying a knot which is permanent, a kesher shel kayoma, which he intends to really leave there forever. Now the Mishnah begins by telling us that yeshloch kosherim she'ein chayovim aleihem, there are certain types of knots which one is not chayev for tying or untying, kekesha gamolim or kesha saponim, like one is chayev for tying the knot on a camel's nose, or tying a sailor's knot. Those were the two examples which the Mishnah gave in the previous Mishnah of a kesher shel kayoma. But there are other types of knots, says the Mishnah, without specifying which knots these are, the one is not chayev. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is talking about a knot which one ties for a certain amount of time, let's say a couple of weeks or a month, and he intends to untie it after a while. So it's not as if it's a small knot which he's putting on for half a day. He wants that knot to remain there for quite a while. However, he has got the intention to untie it again. So ideally, one cannot tie such a knot, midrabbanon, because it is very similar to a regular kesher shel kayoma. However, if he did so, he would not be chayev. Now the Mishnah goes on to describe knots, which even ideally one is totally permitted to tie. Kosheris isha maftea chaluka, a woman may tie the opening of her cloak. And this is referring to a cloak where one edge of the cloak, let's say the edge on the right side of the cloak, she would bend over and tie on her left shoulder, and the left end of the cloak she would bend over and tie on her right shoulder. Now, of course, that is a knot which she would tie and untie every day. Whenever she puts it on or takes it off, she would untie it and or tie it. And therefore, it's definitely not considered permanent at all. And even though technically she could just untie one of the knots and then pull the cloak off her, so it could be that she does end up leaving one of the knots there permanently, this wasn't a common thing to do, and therefore we're not concerned that she might do that. V'chutei svacha, she can tie the threads on her svacha, which is a sort of netting over a woman's hair, since again, although it's possible for her to take off that netting and put it on without untying it, so it could end up being that this will be a permanent knot. She wouldn't usually do that, she wouldn't want to ruin her hair, so she'd make sure to untie it properly, and therefore it will not end up being a permanent knot. V'shal pesikya, threads which are part of a belt. Once again, one unties his belt every time he takes it off. Although it's possible to take down his trousers without taking off the belt and untying it, so technically it could end up being a permanent knot, that is very unlikely to occur, and therefore he can tie this knot of his belt, or it's suis min of a sandal, and his shoelaces. These are two different types of shoes. The noides yain voshemen and flasks of wine and oil, they would close these by tying two knots. And although it's possible that he might leave one of the knots there totally and permanently and then just untie one, that wasn't common because if only one of the knots were untied, the wine would not come out so easily. And so he would usually untie both of them. Ukder shel bosar and a pot of meat. Often they would put a cloth over it and then tie a string around it. That's how they would close, they sort of use that as a lid of the pot. So again, although it's possible to take this lid off without untying it, it's much easier if you untie it, and therefore that was usually done, so you would not be chayev for tying such a knot, and in fact it's even permitted ideally. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov adds another example. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Koshen lefnei ha-behema, one can tie a rope in front of an animal at the entrance of a pen where animals are kept, b'shul shel teitzei, so the animal will not leave, because again, that is not likely to remain there for a long time, and so it is totally permitted. The Mishnah now goes on to discuss tying a bucket or a pail to a well. So you would have a rope, and on one side of the rope would be the bucket, and on the other side the rope would be tied to the top of the well. So in general, this was left there forever, really. It was left there permanently. But the Mishnah says that koshen d'liba psikya, one can tie the bucket with a belt. If you're using a belt as the rope for the well, then you're going to need the belt the next day, so you're going to come and take it, and you're unlikely to leave the belt there permanently, and therefore it's permitted. But you cannot use a regular rope because you are likely to leave it there forever, so it will be considered a permanent knot. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yehuda permits you even to use a rope, and the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a rope used by a weaver. A weaver has a special type of rope which he uses for his work, and since he needs it for his work, he is also unlikely to leave it there. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is the same as a belt. However, the Tanakhama holds that since a weaver's rope is very similar to a regular rope, people will come to confuse the two, and they will end up using even a regular rope, which of course is forbidden. All right, and now, interestingly, right at the end of the whole discussion of which knots one is chayav for, the Mishnah tells us the rule. Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a rule. Kol kesher she'ein shel kayoma. Any knot which is not permanent, it's not intended to be left there forever. In chayav nalov, one is not obligated if he ties that knot or if he unties that knot.